Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The Entertainment Software Association announced Wednesday it will not hold E3, the Electronics Entertainment Expo, which was scheduled for June 9th through 11th in Los Angeles. The ESA cited the COVID-19 virus as the reason and says it is looking into an online experience to showcase industry announcements and news in June 2020. Verizon has launched a Yahoo-branded cellular service in the U.S. called Yahoo Mobile. It offers one plan, unlimited LTE data, limited tethering, and Yahoo Mail Pro, all for $40 a month. The plan is almost identical to Yahoo's own Visible phone service. By comparison, Verizon charges $65 a month for unlimited data on Verizon's own service. A vulnerability in version 3.1.1 of the server message block 3.1.1 for Windows, which is used to share files and printers and such, could be exploited by a worm. The flaw affects Windows 10 and Windows Server 2019. Microsoft does not yet have a patch, but vulnerable servers can disable compression to block unauthenticated attackers from exploiting the vulnerability. Microsoft also recommends blocking port 445. Microsoft announced the takedown of the Necker's botnet, believed to have infected more than 9 million computers worldwide. Microsoft teamed with cybersecurity firms, ISPs, domain registries, government certs, and law enforcement across 35 countries. The team broke the botnet's algorithm that generated random domain names for the command and control servers used to operate the botnet. The Microsoft team predicted what domains would be registered and then prevented the botnet from registering them. Microsoft also got a court order to take control of existing domain names hosted by the botnet in the United States. ISPs and cert teams will notify affected users so they can remove the malware. 9to5 Google sources say Google plans to launch a second-generation Chromecast Ultra this year based on Android TV. The device, codenamed Sabrina, has the usual 4K, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth features in a dongle format, but will also include a remote with a microphone built in. TikTok plans to open a transparency center in Los Angeles in May to let experts observe the way the platform moderates content. It will also share details of its source code and independent security measures. TikTok has come under increasing criticism from U.S. government officials. A report from Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 Security Division says 72% of healthcare networks mix IoT and IT assets on the same network, leaving those networks vulnerable to the spread of malware. Attacks have shifted from denial of service to targeting patient and corporate data or installing ransomware. A National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence survey in 2019 found that 83% of all medical imaging systems run on outdated operating systems. That's a jump of 56% due in large part to the end of life of Windows 7. Airport Hospitality Group OTG will adapt Amazon's Just Walk Out technology to use in its stores. The Cibo Express Gourmet Market in Newark Liberty's Terminal C will be the first to operate the cashierless technology starting March 16th. OTG operates 350 outlets in 10 North American airports, including JFK, Toronto Pearson, Chicago O'Hare, Houston Intercontinental, and more. Disney Plus is live in India 18 days before the expected launch date of March 29th. Disney-owned Hotstar is now called Disney Plus Hotstar. A Disney Plus Hotstar premium subscription is currently priced at 299 rupees a month or 999 rupees a year. DHL has committed to deploying 1,000 robots from Locus Robotics. DHL implemented some Locus bots in the life sciences and retail sectors as a test and says it saw an increase of 80% in fulfillment productivity. Locus Robotics is one of 25 robotics companies DHL plans to partner with. Finally, the nonprofit CeeLo Foundation's Alliance for Prosperity cryptocurrency developer platform launched with 50 partners. Among the partners are Andreessen Horowitz and Coinbase. CeeLo plans to offer a stablecoin called the CeeLo Dollar, which can be sent to any phone number. The stablecoin is backed with other cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, not by fiat currencies. The CeeLo wallet is available on iOS and Android, and CeeLo's open source platform plans to launch its mainnet in April. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.